Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, only in America. Welcome to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Information about disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice and advocate. Voice your concern. Voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which means inclusion into society, which means living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your network and you'll increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two is the hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee. Welcome again, Disability and Senior Radio Show. I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. Although I've been blind for more than 50 years, when I was a lad of 13, a big firecracker, which we and the DMV exploded in my face and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings, and how are you today?
I am great, Mr. Reverend Radio Ray. We're having a little difficulty, technical difficulty. You're fading in and out a little bit.
Say what now?
You're fading in and out a little bit. I don't know what's going on. Yes, sir.
Okay, what about now?
A little bit better. So we'll go ahead with the show.
Okay, can you hear me now?
You're almost, I can't hear you at all now.
You can't hear me at all?
There, I can hear a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Yes, sir. Well, let's go forward with the show. Go ahead, Reverend Ray.
Okay, well, Miss Renee, it's been
okay, you're faded out. You're gone.
I'm gone?
Well, let me go ahead and introduce our guest while you work on your technical end. Is that all right?
We have our guest on?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, somebody said one time that it's pretty easy to do radio when everything goes well. It's when it doesn't go well that you really find out what you're made of. So our show is Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio, and we always start the show with the adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico. And then Reverend Ray reminds us in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, news which affects the disability and senior communities. And then each week he challenges us. Try saying that one fast. He challenges us with his call to action that each of us must be and do things in our community to make things better. Today, our guest is Bill Bullis of AT Junkie Podcast. He breaks down barriers to independence for blind and low vision people using tried and true techniques and technology, taking us where no man or woman has gone before. So we can't wait to learn more. So we're going to see if we can get back to mic one and see if Reverend Ray is has gotten his technical difficulties sorted out. We certainly hope so. So bear with us just for a moment. And I see that it's taking him a few minutes. Well, Bill, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, good. Well, as you have heard us tell our listeners, we're having a few technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on, other than today we're supposed to have three seasons in one. We had spring this morning. We're having we had summer this morning. I guess we're having spring and the spring rains this afternoon, and it looks like we're going to be having a little wintry mix later on today. So I'm waiting for Reverend Ray to get back on, and until he does, I see him up on my board now. There he is. Reverend Ray, are you there?
I am here. Welcome, Mr. Bill. Okay. So in the news and the adventures of, you know, I like to start the program with the adventures of Mr. Ray and his German Shepherd, seeing I doubt that 100 pounds of wonder, Mr. Ray Tico. And just in the news for the real quick, me and Mr. Ray Tico haven't done much adventure since he has a little medical problem right now, but is healing up really properly and all, and I just want to give Mr. Ray Tico, just want to send a tip for those who have service animals that we are really, really having issues with people not properly controlling their animals on especially the airlines. So we have United as well as Delta and some other airlines will be jumping into this situation about what they're going to ask for in terms of showing that your animal is properly trained. Now they are giving the person with guide dog dispensation because they know in order to receive a guide dog that there are training that you have to go through and that the dogs are trained. But it's more the emotional service animals that they're having a lot of difficulty with because they don't have regulations to say that these animals have to be trained when you're talking about a pet snake, a pet pig, a pet peacock. All righty, so stay tuned for persons with their service animals because really this is setting people with guide dogs about 150 years back and all the progress we have made is showing how well the guide dogs can be well behaved. So that segment, Adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico, is brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store. Big Bad and Wolf is spelled W-O-O-F, the Big Bad Wolf. You can call them at 202-747-3434. That's 202-747-3434. And you can tell Miss Penny, which is the owner, that Mr. Ray Tico, when they see him, is a beautiful looking shepherd, and that dog food that they sell up there. I'm telling you, when I look at some of the ingredients in the dog food, I think the dog eating better than me. But check them out at their website, www.thebigbadwolf.com. And let Ms. Penny and them know that you heard it on the Sight and Vision Disability Radio, or you seen Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tickle strutting around in the city. In the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, issues that affect persons with disability and seniors. And that is brought to you by Real Time Pain Relief, the best smelling, most effective real time pain relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on, and the pain is gone. In the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, I'm just going to do a bad for you. On the floor yesterday of the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., is a bill called H.R. 620. And what that bill is saying, it's attacking the ADA, American Disability Act, and what they want this bill to do, and you need to vote no for the bill and call your Congress people and have them vote no. And essentially what the bill says is if a person is being discriminated against in a business, that they have to write a specific letter to the owner, and the owner has 60 days into which to respond. After the 60 days of they responding, if it's found that the barrier or they're not complying with the ADA law, they then have another 3 months to fix the problem. Now, that's really setting us back in terms of a person with disability having the leverage to go into a business and not having the accessibility that it needs. So I'll leave that there. And my call to action is that people with disability need to get out in the community. We need to be seeing people. I know with the Metro Access is very, very convenient. I know with the different taxi cabs programs now where you only pay $5 or a little nothing to ride in. But if we're not out and about, and we're already an invisible population, but we need to be active. I mean, we need to be volunteers in your community, your recreation center, your library, your church. People have to see that there are still disability people out here in the community. When people see me sometime with my dog when I'm out with my service animal, they'll say to me, is it many blind people, people with disability anymore? Because at one time, a number of blind people used to catch the bus together. You see four, five, or six of them going out together. A happy hour and all. And because of Metro Access and all the paratransit, we're just not out like we used to. So if we're not doing that, please volunteer where we have to be visible to show that we are part of the community and we're contributing to the community. We're just not part of the problem, but we're also part of the solution. So that's my call to action. And you know, motto I call to action is, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But just keep going forward. My double negative is, don't just do nothing. Please just do something. All right, Ms. Renee, it's over to you and microphone number two and introduce our special guest and some of the things that we're going to discuss.
I will be delighted. Well, our guest is Bill Bullis of AT Junkie Podcast, and he breaks down barriers to independence for blind and low-vision people by introducing us to cutting-edge technology. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, great. Guys.
Okay.
Thank you guys for having me. And I love what you've been talking about with the bill that recently passed the House. We've been hitting that all week on the podcast is called The Field of Vision, featuring the AT Junkie Show, and we talk about assistive technology, blindness, low vision, all that type of stuff, and we've been hitting it really hard this week, and we'll be talking a little bit more about it today. There's some other stuff that's coming out of it, so it's really good that you guys are addressing that stuff.
Well, great. Well, right after the break, we're going to give our listeners an opportunity to write that down. So get something that you can write with so we can you can listen more of it with Bill Bullis of Field of Vision and about the AT Junkie podcast. Bill, let me start here. Is the plethora of new technology leveling the playing field for blind and low vision people?
It is, as long as people learn how to use it. You know, one of the problems that we have in the field is providing good quality training for people out there. So if you're visually impaired, there are pieces of technology that will help you and that you will use to improve your life and to not only level the playing field, but in some cases, you know, put you ahead of the playing field. The catch is that we need to learn how to use that type of stuff, and we have a hard time finding good quality trainers out there that are going to, you know, give people that know-how. You know, the technology is a good tool. Learning how to use that tool is probably just as important.
Oh, and you're exactly right. Now, your website says you're breaking down barriers through education, exploration, and empowerment. Now, let's unpack that a little bit. Education for blind and low vision for the general population, you were saying that it needs to be high-quality training. How do we get people trained to teach other low vision and blind people how to use the technology?
So for years and years, we've been screaming about that as a community. All of us together have been demanding it. And we just recently put together a internationally recognized certification program, and it's done through the same people that certify your orientation and mobility specialists, your vision rehab therapists, like your rehab teachers, and your low vision specialists. So they're all or low vision therapist, excuse me. But, you know, all those certifications are done by the same organization. They have a history of putting that stuff together, and I helped design this new assistive technology certification. And there's a university at Northern Illinois who has had other blindness-related programs, and they've added on a certificate degree program for assistive technology. And there's going to be other universities that add on as well. Finally, we're at a point now where we can start directing people to these programs and get them trained and, you know, get them certified. It took about 3 years to put this whole thing together, and as of August 1st of last year, it went live, you know. And so we've got, I think we've got right at 100, maybe a little bit less than that, but we've got about 100 certified professionals worldwide now. So, and it's growing. It's growing, I think, every month they're adding people. They're all taking the test, and, you know, once they pass, they're ready to go. So.
Wow, that is fantastic. Now, you know, we focus a lot on blind and low vision people in terms of the training. How much education does the general population need in terms of being accepting and understanding blind people can do anything anybody else does, maybe just a little bit in a different way?
Right. So how much education? You know what? I got to be honest. It really depends on who's doing the educating. If you have a way of capturing the attention of your audience, then it doesn't take a whole lot, right? But if the audience is constantly being left with loose ends and they have to ask a lot of questions and seek out information, it can take a lot longer. So I don't know. Like you know, is it a month? Is it 2 months? I really don't know. A lot of it has to do with what they experience when they interact with people who are blind or low vision out in the community. It's the attitude that you take as a person who's blind, you know, with members of the public, right? How do you advocate? How do you advocate for yourself? Do you do it in a way that catches the attention of the person who you're trying to talk to or teach, you know, or do you do it in a way where they dismiss you because it's more, you know, angry or pushy or whatever. So really it all depends, and it really depends on who's doing the education.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're going to unpack another part of the trifecta, and that's exploration of new technology. Bill, what is new and exciting on the technology front?
Well, right now you've got all the home smart speakers that are out there where you can access a lot of information and content. It's not just about music. It's about information, and it's about, you know, helping you in your daily routine. Like if you want to schedule appointments, it's all become a lot more accessible, and you don't need to necessarily learn how to use a complicated computer system if you don't want to, right? If you're somebody who's older, let's just say, and I'm not saying that older folks can't, you know, go back to work. I see it where people go to work all the time. But if you're not interested in going back to work, if you've done what you've had to do in life and you're just wanting to continue living your life, you know, these smart speakers like the Echo and the Google Home and now the new HomePod from Apple, this type of technology is basically becoming a household name, and people are loving the technology, and they're loving the fact that other mainstream companies are building this technology into their products. So you're not just going to see these speakers, you're going to see this technology start to come out, and it already has, in other type of stuff that we use every day. I think this technology will eventually be like in your car and in your, you know, just built within your home. So that's the future of this stuff, and it's only going to grow. So.
Okay. Listen, we're up against the clock, and, you know, you've got to pay some bills. So we're going to turn it back over to mic number one, and when we come back, I want to explore that whole plethora of things that you were just talking about a little bit more. So, mic number one, Reverend Radio Ray, let's pay some bills.
All righty, you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/mockingpulpit, and this is Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, heard here every Friday East Coast time from 3 to 3:30. And also, one of our sponsors is the Big Bad Wolf.com. Wolf is W-O-O-F. And real-time pain relief, the best-smelling, most effective real-time pain relief lotion in the world. And visit us at www.sightandvisionradio.com. Or you can email us with any comments, suggestions, recommendations. We only take good comments, kick the others out. Just kidding. Or you want to hear the real voice on the ting-a-ling, just ring us up at 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. And now back to new technology and the world beyond. Hosted with the most of Ms. Renee and our guest.
Okay, we're back, Bill. Bill, one of the top commercials shown during the Super Bowl was a spoof of Alexa losing her voice. And they spent $15 million on that ad, so I really want them to get their money's worth. For those of us who are unfamiliar with Alexa, and I think you named two or three other applications of the technology, can you describe physically what these pods or whatever these things look like?
Yes, I can. And so essentially most of them are round, not all of them, but most of them are like a round speaker. You can feel with your hands, like tactily, you can feel the speaker grill going all the way around the device. And so they have microphones that are built into them, and those microphones can pick up your voice. So if you give it its wake-up word, which is, you know, I'm not going to say it because then everybody who's listening, if you have one, it's A-L-E-X-A, right? And I love doing that on my podcast, by the way. I love getting everybody's echo going at the same time. But it's, her name is, you know, it's Alexa, and it's her wake-up word. And essentially she's become – like, I'm talking about her as if she's a human being, you know, and it's not. It's just a piece of technology. And what the speaker does, once you give it a command, is it will come back and give you the information that you asked for. So if you want to hear the news, if you want to hear the weather, if you want to set yourself a reminder or an appointment, you know, there's tons of stuff that it can do. And we've done a podcast on each one of the Alexa devices. So if you go to our website, you'll be able to check out the free podcasts. And we're going to do more. As more of these devices come out, we're going to do more podcasts where we describe them to you and tell you how to use them. And you'll even be able to hear them in action while we're doing it. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of information. So.
We're looking forward to it, and we're going to give you an opportunity again to let people know where they can hear your podcast. Now, professionally, you work with newly blind military personnel. Does the new technology help in adjusting to vision loss?
In adjusting, we hope that people will not solely depend on technology to adjust, but it absolutely does help. It's not the only trick that people use to adjust. It is definitely part of it. It helps people. Technology brings people together. It always does. So it helps people work with their families and their loved ones, and it helps them, especially this new technology, helps people use the same thing that everyone else is using. So you don't have to purchase a special gadget because you have a vision impairment or because you're blind. You're using the same things that everybody else is using. So it's very, very important to understand that technology absolutely does bring people together, and it absolutely helps people adjust. But we always recommend going through a program that deals with adjustment to vision loss, you know. So it's not technology. It's sitting down and meeting people and talking to people, and you know, becoming more comfortable in your own skin since you've got things that have changed now, you know. So, you know, yeah, we'll use technology a lot, but it's not – technology is part of the toolbox. It is not the whole toolbox.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll bet you that was a profound answer. Unfortunately, I don't know why we would have a technical – a technically advanced person on this week, and we have had more technical difficulties last week and this week with you on, and I do apologize. So I didn't
no,
hear all
okay.
of that, but I'll bet you it was great. So when I re-listen to this, I know it's going to be wonderful. I've got a final question I want to ask you, and then I know Reverend Ray has a few for you. Your website says you're breaking down barriers through education, exploration, and empowerment. Let's explore the empowerment. How do you see that playing out in your work?
Well, so, you know, as with anything, as a child, I always wanted to do what the rest of the world was doing. And because I was visually impaired at the time, I had a little bit more vision than I do now, but I had very little vision. I couldn't do it. When you first realize what you can do with technology and that you're doing what the rest of the world is doing, that is empowerment. It allows you to take the bull by the horns and end up doing some stuff that you've always wanted to do and do it independently. Independence is a very empowering thing. Those three are you know, things that go hand in hand when it comes to, again, being comfortable in your own skin as somebody who's blind or visually impaired. So.
Yeah, that's beautifully put. Reverend Ray, I hear you over there anxious to get your questions in, so I'm going to turn the mic over to you. But just before I do that, Bill, can you tell us how we can listen to your podcast?
So go to blindrehab.com, and you can check us out on Facebook every day at 4 p.m. live. We do a Facebook live chat. We talk about anything and everything in the world of blindness and low vision. We take your questions and comments. We're on for about 20 to 30 minutes every day, and you can check out old archives of it on blindrehab.com. Just click the Facebook Live link, and you'll be able to do it. But if you follow me on Facebook, if you follow me on social media, you will get a automatic notification whenever we go live. And if you're not able to join us live, that's okay. You can listen anytime. The show starts when you press play. So that's
blindrehab.com, and then that,
yes,
and then we go to Facebook, or that takes us to Facebook.
If you go to blindrehab.com, there are links at the bottom for Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, and you can follow me on Twitter or friend us on Facebook. And once you do that, you'll get the automatic. You should get the links automatically whenever we go live, which is every day at 4 p.m.
All right, great. Well, Reverend Ray, I know that you are anxious to ask your question, so take it away.
All righty, you're listening to Sight and Vision Disability Senior Talk Radio Show, and that's heard every Friday 3 to 3:30 on blogtalkradio.com/marketingpulpit. And Bill, you have so much information, and to our new listening audience, for you, we're going to adopt you as part of the Sight and Vision Radio family, and we want to bring you back on a quarter basis to flesh out and break down some of these devices. And the next show we do, I want you mentioned that you was blind, and a lot of people don't know that a lot of our guests, 90% of our guests are persons with disability. So I want you to tell your story the next time that we have you in 3 months or so, how you got to where you are. But two things. One, you talked about this certification. Now, is there a test you have to take to become certified? Is there a price to become certified? And who can become certified?
Anybody can become certified. There are requirements that you must meet. The easiest way to do it is to have a bachelor's degree and to have a certain amount of hours with that bachelor's degree in teaching people who are blind or visually impaired in assistive technology. You have to have hours doing that. Once you've completed those, hours, you must sit for an exam. And once you pass the exam, you can become certified.
Okay, and we're going to flesh it out more. We only have a couple of minutes because you got so much information we need to unpack. But give me your involvement with IH Bill 620.
My involvement is simply that I'm an advocate and that I highly recommend that people, one way or the other, right now it will be before the Senate, so I would call 202-224-2131. I believe that's the number to the Capitol, and press option 1 for the Senate, and it will ask you for your zip code, and it will connect you to your senator, and you let them know how you want them to vote on this bill. All of us are saying please vote no, but I don't tell people how to vote. I just let them know that this is a very dangerous bill. And it needs to, if you're a person with a disability or you're working with somebody with a disability or you have a family member with a disability, this bill does not need to pass.
Okay, and just to be clear, what did it do in the House yesterday? What?
They voted 225 to, I believe, 192 in favor of the bill. So the bill passed the House, and it is currently
right.
It is headed to the Senate, and if it passes the Senate, then it would be up to the president to either sign it or veto it.
Okay. All right, Bill. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to this long, long relationship with you, and we will
yes,
be rescheduling you in the next quarter. Thank you very much. All righty.
Thank you.
God bless. All righty, so our time is up. I thank you for your time, and until the next time, this is Reverend Ray, and I'd like to say, I might not have sight, but I can have vision. God bless and be blessed.